Hi, everybody. Kurt Schleicher here for Unredacted, the Town Hall VIP podcast that, occurs with weekly regularity. There's a fiber joke in there. I'm not going to make it. And of course, I'm joined by the beautiful Arena, who is stuck in the car with
me. Hello.
What?
Hello.
Oh, what, are you like one of the kids?
Yeah.
Hi, Arena.
Yeah.
What? I can't hear you. Stop hassling me! Why are you pressuring me about speaking clearly at a volume you can hear? Because you're old and you have, like, impacted hearing from being in the Army, which helped earn the living that keeps me from being on the street in the rain. Get out of my head!
I'm not bitter at all. You know who sucks? You want to hear?
Sure.
There's a lot of people who suck.
Okay.
You got to speak up.
But who now?
Pence.
Oh, well, yeah.
See, I always kind of liked Pence because he was just kind of, like, inoffensive. But now he's, like, down on DeSantis because DeSantis won't take it from corporations. And he's like, I don't know. Sounds like a big government solution to not allow corporations that are, embrace the ideology of the 25-year-old second wife of the CEO, to turn us into serfs. It's not conservatism.
I'm so sick of these sissies.
And he should know better. Now, I'm going to write about this next week, so I'm not going to tell you the entire article. It's a great article. Because I've been working on it. It's going to probably be out Thursday. The Monday article is another one. It's on why red states always produce sissy conservatives. The conservatives around here in California, we're hardcore. I mean, it's like knife in the teeth kind of conservatism. And I think it's because we're constantly at war. But if you're in like Idaho and everybody's a Republican, that everybody's going to include
squishes.
A bunch of squishes.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, well, I don't know. Is it conservative to, tell a corporation no or tell college professors that they can't run their state schools exactly how they want? Oh, that's my new favorite thing, by the way. My new favorite thing is I can't believe the elected representatives of the people of the state are attempting through their elected representatives to influence how the state schools are run. Democracy is important, but not if it actually allows normal people any kind of indirect say in a left-wing dominated government institution. Now, this is beautiful to me. And there was another thing. That's point one, right?
Yeah.
Shut up, peasants. How dare you interfere? It's a big government solution. Trying to influence the government, says Larry Hogan. He's automatically disqualified anyway, because he's the size of a house, for one thing. And not like a good house.
Should there be a government solution for that?
There should be a government solution. Yeah. We're not allowing dipshits to run for anything anymore. Well, that'll limit the candidates, huh?
Yeah.
That would be an innovative new thing. Sorry, Nikki Haley. You'll have to turn your blinding ambition in a different direction. But I want power. Yeah, I know what you want. Oh, I know what you want, Nikki Haley. Anyway, the other thing is, you and I saw it today, which was somebody tweeted out, hey, look, I have a nephew or niece, and she had a 4.2 GPA. She got 1450 on the SATs, and she didn't get any, even into her safety schools. She was obviously going to the Harvard, Stanford, but the poor kids did.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, no, not the...
They said poor... He said poor kids.
I thought he said...
He said poor kids.
BIPOC. It was poor kids?
He said poor kids. He did not say BIPOC. I think he was using code for BIPOC.
Okay. Because I'm wondering how many poor whites are letting in.
Yeah, probably not very many. My thought here is that, first of all, the legacies will get in, right? The donors' kids will get in. And then they'll get all these poor kids, to use their terminology. And everybody else who simply used to be able to get in just by being meritorious will not get in. They will not be allowed in these colleges. And I say that's great.
So middle-class kids will work very hard.
Yes. They will be excluded. And while you deliver this product, I'm going to continue talking. Okay. But they'll be excluded. And that's great. And you're going, Kurt, why? It's unfair. It's obnoxious. No, 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 no. This solves a lot of our problems. First of all, it defeats the habitual, it helps defeat the habitual support for academia that we've been seeing. Second of all, it undermines the notion that academia has any kind of, you know, neutral, beyond reproach kind of credibility. I want to be able to attack and destroy slash reform academia. I want to make it so you don't have to go to college to have a good career and a good job. That should be our goal. And to have an academia like it is now, which is largely a subsidized indoctrination program, you need normal people to kind of support it without thinking about it too much. You know, there are a lot of Republicans, well, I want to encourage college funding. No, 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 no. We want to end college funding. And they're helping us. Because when normal people, regular folks who just want to get by on merit, rather than the hand-selected folks, whether there be legacies or quote-unquote poor people, are the only ones who can get in. Suddenly, we have no return on investment for supporting colleges. That's suddenly regular folks have no reason to tolerate its bullshit. And things like the DeSantis program for disrespecting colleges and, you know, generally treating them like the crap they are, and bringing them under control, bringing them to our heel by not letting them do DEI and all that other bullshit, that becomes a lot easier politically. And it becomes a lot easier politically to cut their budgets and to do important things like pass laws, for instance, that in government work, you don't need a college degree for most jobs. And frankly, you don't need a college degree for most jobs. We should have a high school system where if you get out of high school, you're able to function as a citizen. You know what the three branches of government are. You can write, read, and write. You can generally add, subtract, multiply, divide. You should be able to graduate from high school and know the things necessary to be a functional citizen who can perform as a citizen and be employable. And that, of course, is not what we have now. Not by a long shot. In fact, a lot of these people aren't freaking employable once they get out of college. That's a whole different story. But I love that, you know, they are, you know, the colleges used to, remember, it's not too long ago. The colleges were just like, oh, what? What? We'd never interfere with Harvard. Harvard is Harvard. Now it's like, screw you. And remember, it's going to court in just a few weeks. Well, it's already been to court. I think it's already been argued. They're waiting for it in the Asian case, where Harvard basically discriminated actively and doesn't even hide it. Actively discriminated against Asians who had really good grades and white folks who had really good grades. I mean, and they made no bones about it. They were like, yeah, we, you know, it's terrible that we have so many Asians. And the way that they actually did it is such bullshit. Yeah, we're going to get rid of standardized testing and start looking at the whole person. Okay? So we're going to get rid of objective criteria. We're going to eliminate objective criteria. And it's just going to be our criteria, which is always, where does your grandfather come from? And if he came from, like, Korea, you're SOL. But they don't say that. Even though they are arguing in court, we should be able to be biased against Asians. They don't say it. What they do is they take these subjective categories, like leadership. And if you're Asian, you get, like, a 1 on leadership. So they basically said, well, he's Asian, he can't lead. You can't lead. They're terrible leaders. They never use their turn signals. I mean, it's just taking a different crummy stereotype, except they're wholeheartedly embracing it. And it's just stupid. Well, the whole thing's evil.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing that could happen to the left is the court could put a stop to this, because that may help stop the bleeding of credibility that these guys have. Because if they are not, look, the colleges got by saying, hey, your kid could go to the University of College, and your kid could be a big success getting a degree at the University of College. If your kid, he, she, they, just works hard enough, he, see, they can get in and it'd be a big success. It's available to everybody. And people are like, oh, cool. I have a chance. You know, little Jimmy, can go to University of College. Oh, boy. He's got as good a chance as anyone else. That is not true. It hasn't been true for a while. And it breaks the commitment that keeps people robotically zombie supporting the whole idea of college and the way that college has been known. Now, a lot of us conservatives are completely done with the whole idea of college. Not education, but college. Because we understand that college and education are not the same thing. That is another scam. And that's another reason it's losing credibility. When you have classes, you know, decolonializing trans medieval poetry, right? Normal people are going to go, okay, that's kind of stupid. And that alone may not get them to say, stop, hey, elected representatives, stop giving them money. But the whole idea of colleges is some sort of necessary step to anyone whose life is going to have any kind of meaning. It disintegrates. And I want it to disintegrate because I want to destroy colleges currently constituted. Because college is like one of those caves in Kenya where the bats are and Ebola comes from there in the bat shit, right? The Marburg virus. It is a repository of disease that occasionally spreads out and people will like get Ebola and they'll die. But it all goes back to the fucking cave and the bat shit. College is simply commie batshit that comes out into society and infects us with a hemorrhagic fever. You know what Ebola does to you? You bleed from your eye. You liquefies your gut. You bleed from your ass. You bleed from your eyes. This is much like what commie indoctrination does. Except commie indoctrination has less dignity. And anyway, look. We've got to continue this. The thing is, they marched through the institutions and they took them over. The institutions won't fight back right now, but they're starting to. First of all, I can live with a old school liberal institution because they will generally not attack the conservatives as much, or at least be more vulnerable to us pressing back. It's not a crusade for them. When a regular liberal administrator hassles the conservatives, it's because they're scared of the harder core liberals. What we have to do is empower them to say no to the leftists, you know, to the trans freaks. And we saw that with the New York Times. The New York Times was running articles, and the most tepid shit you'd ever believe. You know, I don't know. Some people are saying that maybe the answer to a little boy whose Munchausen mommy hopped up on Trader Joe's Chardonnay convinces herself that her life is now interesting because little Jimmy is now Jennifer, and maybe he should have his penis cut off. Maybe that's a bad idea, says the Times. There are people who think that's a bad idea. And the trans freaks are like, oh my gosh, you're empowering and platforming people who want to deny health care to trans kids. Which, of course, is by definition untrue, because there are no trans kids. Trans kids do not exist. Honey, please don't do that. If you do that, it's going to mess up the pew. There are no trans kids. There are, here, let me give you the number of kids who are actually transsexual in the world. I'm going to give you that number right now. That number is zero. That number is also the same for adults. There are people who have gender dysphoria, who legitimately do, and feel more comfortable living as a different gender. Now, if you want to dress up as a girl, I think that's kind of weird. That's not really, that's kind of ameliorating the problem. I can live with that. I cannot live with someone mutilating themselves to conform to a delusion. I would absolutely outlaw any kind of trans transitioning, whether it's drugs or surgery, not just for kids. Don't be one of those sissy libertarians. Well, if you're an adult, then it's okay to cut your penis off. It isn't. Okay? Man up. You're not a fucking college sophomore. No, you are not going to saw off your Johnson to make it a little less obvious that you're a fucking dude pretending to be a girl. Now, if you want to dress up in clothes, you know, you can always put fucking pants back on. But I'm not going, I will not be party to a society that allows sick individuals to hurt themselves. I'm not going to do it. It's barbarism. I won't be any part of it. And if you're a libertarian type going, well, you know, it's their right to, it is not. Okay, any more than having some homeless bum with his fucking pants around his ankles screaming at a bus as it passes by because he thinks it's a fucking dragon is somehow validating his experience. He should be under mental health care. It is not okay. And it doesn't make me authoritarian. It doesn't make me a dictator. It doesn't make me not care about civil rights. It makes me a fucking civilized human being to not allow people to hurt themselves because of delusions. And anyway, the Times wrote back, you know, all these reporters signed on. They had like GLAAD and the Human Rights Campaign, which now apparently the only human right is the right to mutilate and molest little kids. That's apparently the only civil right that matters, or human right that matters to these freaks. Reporters signed on to it. And the New York Times came back and said, not really as harshly as I would have, but no, that's something you can't do. You're not. If you work for the Times, you cannot sign on to letters with outside activist groups telling us how to run our editorial board. That is a great move. That is important for taking back the institutions. And again, I would rather have soft liberals in charge like they were 20 years ago. They're bad, yeah, but they're not as bad. And of course, they can be bullied by our side, which is important. I'm a very pro-bullying person.
I'm not leftist. I'm not militant.
Yeah, they're not.
I don't want to destroy Western society.
Yes, because they have a place in it. Remember, leftism versus liberalism is simply a fight over power on the left side of the spectrum. That's why Me Too was not directed about against conservatives. Me Too. No, with some certain exceptions, but Me Too was about old school liberals like Harvey Weinstein. They did, but it was hardcore left people coming at them to get their power. We know hardcore left people don't give a shit about
women,
at all. It's all bullshit. By the way, Harvey Weinstein just got another 16 years tacked onto his 23. That was in L.A. for a rape that happened 20 years ago. And I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein, but I have a huge problem with crimes besides murder that do not have a statute of limitations. I think it's very dangerous to allow prosecutions for a case that is because of the lack of physical evidence, because it's 2 decades, that is essentially he said, she said. That is not a pro-Harvey Weinstein thing. That is a pro-criminal justice thing. And I can fully believe it's true, though he denies it. Convinced a jury, but the problem is, I think that's a bad idea. Anyway, Me Too was a power fight within the left. This is a power fight within the left. We should let the left less dangerous part win. But the Times push back, and I hope what the Times will do the next time these little shits decide they want to play horsey, is use their power. And I don't understand why institutions don't use their power. It's against their ethics rules. These people signed it. You have their names. Here's what you do. Okay, we got these 10 people who signed it. Hey, Jimmy, Joe, Fred, Wilma, Bam Bam, come on in. Yeah, you're all fired. I fucking told you. You're fired. But, I'm literally shaking. Yeah, literally shake your ass out to the fucking sidewalk with your junk. Okay, here's a banker's box. Bring back the empty banker's box. You dump your shit in your fucking Volvo. I don't give a shit. I want the box back.
Prius.
It's a Prius. They need to use their power. And the administrators at schools need to use their power. When you have some freak stand up in class and say, you're literally murdering me by not using my pronouns, they need to say, if you disrupt class again, I'm going to fucking expel you. And then you expel them. And then you do it. And you know what happens? Not this shit happens. It stops happening. It is happening because it is allowed to happen through cowardice or calculation. There are some people within the administration who want the left to win because they see themselves as part of the left. Of course, they don't realize that much like the leftists who want a communist revolution here, they're the ones who imagine that they're going to get the penthouse apartment where they can sit all day and read poetry or write poetry while someone else loads garbage cans and flushes out sewer pipes. They always think they're the one who's going to do the poetry. The revolution needs poets, and I'll be one of them for sure. Yeah, sure you will. But I digress. Anyway, so that's that's where we're at right now. This is all good news. It's just we need Republicans not being pussies about this shit and understand what the fight is. Mike Pence doesn't. Larry Hogan doesn't. Asa freaking Hutchinson. Just stop. Okay? Stop. All right. So, go get my new book, Inferno. It's amazing. Go to my own Locals page. That's where all things Kurt Schlichter exist. I want you to read my columns every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I will be at CPAC during the week, so if you are a VIP member, come up and find me. Ron Coleman, a fellow lawyer, he's actually my lawyer, and I will be holding court at the CPAC R at 3 p.m. local time at the Gaylord Hotel at CPAC. Did you see I sent out a tweet with that?
No, I didn't.
So you may want to come by and check it out. It's literally like $2,000 an hour of lawyering going on right there, and you get to hang out with us for free. I mean, you're buying us drinks, but you know how it is. Okay, that is my unredacted for today. Thanks a lot, and adios.
Bye.